At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Geez, what's his name? He played the dude, Jeff
Bridges.
Yes. He does a podcast. I think it's a podcast with the intent of talking you to sleep with Jeff Bridges.
That sounds like a dream Jordan had, and then recalled it just now, like it's a fact.
Far out soundscapes, man. And I think it's just him, like, describing weird, like, fields of purple grass and shit until you drift off.
Really need your handheld to go to bed.
Yeah, fucking A. I could never do it. I had a girlfriend one time who had a sleep app. And at one point, the guy with soft German accent, I might add, leading the sleep app, begins to count down. Not relaxing.
No.
Yeah. No, you know what's not relaxing? Pressure. Anything related to Germany.
Yeah.
You can relax now.
You don't find soft German whispering coaxing you that it's okay to let your guard down, relaxing?
I don't think I have ever slept. Okay. All right. Sure. And this is pre-coffee. And
Hannah has not slept today, so.
I don't think I have ever slept correctly. I'm either doing it too much, I'm not doing it enough. A nap is not something I've ever mastered. Who has ever on the planet? I've met these strange creatures who are like, 15, 20, I just knock it out.
Oh, I'm one of those. I'm a real 20-minute nap psycho.
Really?
You
can just blast one out, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tactic of like quick sleep because danger's afoot.
Yeah, I do inject a lot of things.
You gotta bite your tongue real hard across your eyes until you lose consciousness.
I put myself in a full Nelson and then I just pass out. I like to cut my own air off and then I wake up 20 minutes later, refreshed.
Hannah, I'm like you. I think maybe four times in my life I've really nailed it. Like I've woken up and I was like, that's sleeping. Whereas the rest of the time, like a nap, fuck. If I'm signing up for a nap, if I really need a nap, I need to give myself over to the fact that the beast might just take me away for the rest of the day.
There's no, because I'm going, all right, fine. You know what? Yeah. Fine. I'm doing 20. I'm doing 30. And then I'm setting an alarm because that's the only way.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, oh, the alarm's set. All right. Better get to it. And then the anxiousness of like,
oh, if
it's
I go
not
to sleep
happening.
Now,
fuck. How much time is left?
I can
left?
Still get 10 minutes if I do it right now. Do it now.
Yeah. The pressure of the
pressure, my God.
It just
the
gets
pressure.
To me. And now I'm even more awake. I don't even need to
And then you go to the thing that you were trying to get rested for as someone who failed against the nap. And that's even worse.
And if you don't think it bleeds through in the performance, you know, you're wrong.
They know.
I mean, just the other night. It really, boy is right, JD. Yeah, it just is.
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone in between, welcome to Fight Island. The world's, that's my other podcast I almost did the intro for. Welcome
the
to
world's
Fight
most fight island.
The most world's most fightingest island. The podcast about fictional fights and the very real island where they take place. My name's Jordan Dahl.
And I'm Sam Wiles.
And returning to the island, my goodness, perhaps the queen of Fight Island herself, Hannah Einbinder, is here with
us.
Back.
Thank you.
The people, the islanders are holding big signs saying, fight high. They remember.
Look, you know, and there is a monarchy apparently at Fight Island, which makes sense. I mean, yes. it's the only way that there could be like a Colosseum type pit where the only society, right? I mean, unless this is like,
it is a fight based society for sure.
Yeah.
Much like your parents' friend, Monty, Hannah's the unofficial third. That's how I feel about her.
She's the unofficial third fist of Fight Island. I like to think King Cauliflower Ear comes down and, you know, makes a little speech and gets back into his wagon that he has to move in because he's you know, a little punch drunk and pretty much crippled from all of the fighting that he had to do. This is a big one. This is we've had this one in our back pockets for a while. And we were waiting for that big moment for somebody to come back that we really needed. We really needed a good heater. And this is going to be that one. We're going to fight gods. This is it, guys. This is the god fight.
We're like Antifa. We're going to fight and kill God.
Fight and kill. Is that what Antifa's going for?
That's my favorite Fox News thing is when they're like, they're trying to make up like things that the left does that is scary. Sure. And they'll have that list of just like, they'll give everyone insurance. And then like, they'll name a bunch of things that would rule. And then at the end, they'll go and they'll fight and they'll kill God. And it's like, what? They'll want to enact some decent social policy. And then they'll also kill God.
God out there? It like fucking George Burns style?
Yeah. Oh God, you it's devil? So funny when Fox News is like, well, we gotta defend God. Because like
don't beat up God, he's old.
those Antifa nice. Super soldiers are whooping God's ass.
Somebody do something. We're fighting gods. This is the God fight. We're gonna do for any Hannah heads just joining us who don't know how this works. It is a big game of who would win in a fight between. We do a lightweight, a middleweight, and a heavyweight round. It's video game rules, so old people can fight gay people, men can fight women, dogs can fight babies, whatever needs to happen. The island craves order. There must be a winner. And also, the island will oftentimes even the score. Say we have Clint Eastwood come on to fight a small dog that's pretty big. The dog might get, like, you know, a mech body that has the proportionate strength of an old,
or yeah, is at least Eastwood size and kind of moves slowly.
Sure, Eastwood size, a metal Eastwood to ride around it. You get it. Yeah. So my question to you guys, lightweight bout, what do you think? Who are the gods? Who jumps to mind? I mean, you're a god. That's some pretty heavyweight shit out of the gate.
But in the pantheon of gods, you know, you can be bad at it. Like everything, you can be the loser.
Can I just throw something out as an idea? I think for the lightweight category, I mean, Jordan, we talked a little bit about this before. Sure. And Jordan, I think you're leaning more to like the obscure.
To me, a lightweight god is like one of those Greek gods who, like, Zeus is here. Holy shit, Zeus is here. He's the god of all of the lightning and stuff or whatever and everything. Yeah. And then there's also, you know, Okeotros, who is the god of those little plastic things on the end of the ocean ice, you know?
Yeah, Lord Funko Pop. Yeah.
Right, Lord Funko Pop, exactly. There's got to be like those, okay, I know this one. There is a god named Priapus, after which the condition of priapism is named, because he had a big wooden penis. That was the game. and it would clonk around and knock shit over, I'll bet. And he was a god of gardens, like small home gardens. But these days, priapism is when you take a boner pill and it lasts too long. So it's named after that guy.
Hilarious.
Fun. We had this huge wooden dork. Yeah, it was fun.
Hilarious that because boner pills are relatively like a recent invention. Yeah. Hilarious that they did reach back into the Greek god realm to name the thing.
A guy burst in the room and was like, guys, I got it. I got the perfect name.
This guy's been sitting on this for 4 to 6 hours, honestly, if we're being real.
Sure. If you know what we mean. Yeah, he's been on God Wiki all night. I found one.
I have one job. I have one job. And if I can come up with a name for this.
Can I push something?
Please.
I mean, what if the lightweight is like is bullshit? Like, what if the lightweight is like the shit that people are like, I don't know.
Oh,
like,
shit.
This thing is my God.
Interesting.
Like, music, oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Like just anything anyone in LA says about when they're spiritual.
Or like, what about like
jogging?
You know, I'm gonna okay, like nutrition is my God. Or like, according to the many bumper stickers I've seen, playing bass is my God. That kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's very fun.
Rock is God. What about
my other idea was like people who we like treat as God who clearly aren't, like L. Ron Hubbard or Kim Jong Un.
Holy fuck.
They refer to him as God.
Or John Smith, no offense.
Yeah.
See, this is all good. I was thinking for the so I think the lightweight round is turning out to be kind of a charlatan's round, which I like.
Charlatan's round.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it. Love it. And I was even thinking like, because I was thinking Xenu versus
David Koresh.
Yeah, some other. But then I was like, who's to say whose God is real and who's fake? But I think we can all agree that L. Ron Hubbard and Kim Jong-un, probably not God.
Sarah Silverman has the best joke about it. It's like, L. Ron Hubbard can't be God. You know why he had to change his name to L. Ron Hubbard? Because there was another Ron Hubbard in the Writers Guild.
God would have fucking cleaned that right up.
You're not God, babe. You're not even the only Ron in the Writers Guild.
Wow.
She's so good.
That's a good goof.
So lightweight, we could do gods, in quotes, who are just clearly some guy.
Sure. I think it's God.
What if it was literally Steven Tyler?
Huge.
Or like,
this is, exactly.
Like rock gods.
Or like Elvis.
Elvis has a godlike quality.
He does. And people definitely worship Elvis like he's God. They go to Graceland. They go to they make pilgrimages. You know, they've got the plates on the wall. And
Jordan, I had a very you thought the other day, which is that Elvis is the closest thing to a cryptid that a human can be. You know what I mean? Where people are like, there's footage of him, and I think he's still
so
out there.
Funny. That's so true.
Oh my God.
Is he a person? Well, kind of. But he died though, right? He could still be.
He's like the only person you've heard tell of. You know what I mean? Like,
he could still be out there honking, tonking.
he ate crazy sandwiches and people say he died on the toilet. But how's a man die on a toilet?
Oh.
Fuck. I really like it.
Okay.
So we have so much to choose from.
So much. I guess the true proof that somebody's a rock god is that people refuse to believe they're dead.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know? I mean, to me at least. I think that is the type of thing where it's like, oh shit, you transcended. Now people are like, he ain't dead. He just went home. Something like that.
I think Elvis has got to be in there.
All right. Let's have Elvis in there.
Maybe.
I mean, honestly, Sam, I think you might have nailed it with L. Ron Hubbard versus Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, I'm ready for that.
Are we cool with that?
I think that's great. I think that's great.
What were you going to say, Hannah?
Yeah, because I was going to say that there's like kind of like, whenever like whenever any dictator dies, they're like, he's away.
Yes.
There's never any like.
Yes.
Away where? It's a secret.
His chair's just not facing you. That's it.
That's the
spa. He's right here. That is clearly a balloon with a face drawn on it. What happens when the head pops?
Yeah.
Okay, I love it. I'm locking it in. So the question before us is, who would win in a fight between L. Ron Hubbard and Kim Jong-un?
We love preamble and qualifiers here. Here's my little qualifier. They both have the powers that people pretend they do for this fight.
Okay.
Kim Jong-un can dunk, he doesn't poop, and he has no butthole. That's, these are some of his God things. He hits a hole in one every time he golfs. That's huge. These are his low tier demigod things. And then what's his name? Phil Rosenthal? L. Ron Hubbard. he like is friends with aliens and like has thetans or whatever.
That's huge though. That's like those thetan powers. He's going to be able to control everybody in that dang stadium. I think for that reason alone, honestly, like the Fight Island like fight board is like no spectators. Elrond, this is a match of two charismatic titans. We cannot have anyone who will be swayed within.
Yeah, and part of me feels like this is an. I mean, this is take this or leave this. I'm very willing to abandon this at any moment. But part of me feels like these are two people who are like kind of like mafia guys in that they get disciples to do their bidding. Absolutely. So part of me feels like they both have armies.
Truly, truly, yes. And I think. Oh, you know what? Maybe that's what it is. Instead of like nobody in the stadium, it's just like you can only bring your followers. You can't convert anybody. It can just be like you can have your armies. Whereas,
like, and you know what it is? It's like the Scientology people are like all the Scientologists, and then like his actual, like Kim Jong-un's actual followers are like five guys because no one else fucks with him. Yeah. Like we're being a, like this is
everybody.
Hell. Yeah.
Everybody who had the option to not get on the bus was like, no, that's okay. Good luck with your fight. God.
This is fucked up. Yeah.
I also think like it's the North Korean army. They're like underfunded. They're malnourished and stuff, and they're like trying to fight John Travolta, who's like had a hearty meal that day.
Yeah, definitely. John Travolta went the other way. He's been overfed. He's like you know, no shame, but he's been in the lap of luxury for too long.
He's had
like
the most nutrients you can have. Yeah.
Corn-fed goose, exactly. Oh, he's not gonna be much of a fighter.
Look, say what you will about Scientologists. You know they were the first people on that B-12 drip. You know,
they were the first people
getting into that. You're right.
They were like, you gotta go clear. And if you want to go clear, you gotta get that hot B-12.
You gotta get that B-12 that makes your piss look like a highlighter.
or you can just suck on the thing inside a highlighter. A kid in my ass used to do that.
And boy, is that how they discovered B-12.
That was his weird thing. Like, you know how there's always a kid with like a, he steals milk from lunch and keeps it in his locker? That kid's thing was, he sucks on highlighters. It's weird. He likes them. We don't know.
Did you guys ever have those scratch and sniffs?
Yes, the sticker, or wait, the stickers or the markers?
Or kill me. Sorry, forgive me. Kill me.
What's a Freudian slip, but for you want to die?
It's still a Freudian slip.
Okay. Truly. And I remember thinking at the time, like, boy, this isn't going to be good for that kid who eats markers.
We made them slightly more food.
Yeah.
Yeah, she laughs as if it wasn't her.
I ate Play-Doh one time. The paste kid got to me and he was like, try it. And I was like, all right. I tried Play-Doh. There it is. There's my confession.
You can't encourage kids to A, have an imagination, and then B, give them a fucking colored dough and then a crank that makes it look exactly like beautiful spaghetti.
And in Jordan's defense, it was a long pandemic.
Guys, I'm so glad we're all back. he got me. I wouldn't do it again. It was salty. But they were setting us up for failure with that fucking spaghetti shop. And then it was a donut shop. Come on. That's what you want from me.
And now there's an Easy Bake Oven, so who am I to where the lines are running?
Now they're making the full-on just Play-Doh beer bong, just see how much you can chug.
They make it into like a tofurkey, like for little kid Thanksgiving. You're like, this is very mixed messages.
Oh my god, little kid Thanksgiving?
a lot of little kids sitting around other little kids they don't necessarily want to spend time with, just like being kind of passive aggressive.
Eating candy and Play-Doh while another kid in the kitchen just makes a mess.
I see you're not wearing that candy necklace I got you. What happened to it, do you think?
You ate it. Huh, interesting. So you're still wearing the ring pop that Elizabeth gave you. That's cool. All right. okay, I want to find out some Elrond facts. I think Elrond, I weirdly imagine Kim Jong-un showing up in like a crazy, like fucking metal suit made of like poorly constructed missiles. It's like not a very good mech.
Yeah, that's the thing about North Korea is like, and it's all a little off because they're like, what? And we also killed our best scientist because yes, he's exactly. like, he looked askance once.
Well, I feel like what money they have is like, it's not going to make great robots in that military. It's going to make this one kind of iron suit for Kim Jong that doesn't really work quite well.
Need I call attention to Wood Iron Man? We're doing Wood Iron Man.
Holy shit, Wood Iron Man is bad.
Wood Iron Man.
Okay. Turn of Wood Iron Man.
I think this is what happens. I think Kim gets rolled out in this giant man. It's like two stories tall. It looks all Gundam and shit. Fucking lights, fireworks going off, and then it rolls up. It can't move. It's rolling, and it gets up to the edge of the Colosseum, and then the top opens, and he gets out, and now he's ready to fight.
Yeah, it's just his grand entrance. It's all pure.
It's non-functional. Yeah.
This is basically his car. He drives this when he's at home, too.
This is his car.
I'm still thinking about Wood Iron Man. I can't help it.
I think Elrond shows up on that boat. He had that weird fucking international waters country that he lived on.
Yeah.
And he's like drunk at one.
Yeah.
Smoking the longest cigarette. Did he smoke? I feel like he smoked. Although I could see that being the type of thing where he's like, smoking is for thetans or whatever.
Yeah, he probably was just like, there is a great deal of that, like, you know, those vegans who are anti-vaxxers, because it's like, you know, I feel like there's a lot of that in Scientology where it's like all of the going clear stuff, like probably would strip away any of the, like, it's like, don't be addicted to that, be addicted to this, you know?
Yeah, truly though. He had all of these little, L. Ron Hubbard, if nothing more, was a master of just changing people's minds. It's
world
crazy.
Builder, that guy.
What a world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Truly. And like the weird thing is like as a science fiction book, Dianetics sucks shit. Like even like the story of it, like this sucks. This is a bad story. And it makes sense that he would be like, that's because it's not a story.
Right.
That is like, that's hardcore. That's like, that's your truly rock bottom move is just to be truly. Like, it's bad because it's real. That's amazing.
and then, I mean, fucking, I wouldn't say he did it, but he kind of fucking did it, right?
Yeah, he pulled it off. It's, I mean, it's, they have a ton of money. It's still, a major religion.
They are, their holiday is the day they became tax exempt. That's so their Christmas. Funny.
What a giant scam. That's incredible.
So
I mean, they're like, fully, we can't, that's the point of no return.
That rules. That's so funny.
Kim Jong is a military power. He's got missiles.
Yeah.
I mean, they might not be the best.
He's also perfect at sports, which I think will somehow play into
this. He's got Looney Tunes missiles. He's got Looney Tunes missiles where he fires them and it's like bang on a little.
They say explosion.
Yeah.
There is also a world in which Donald Trump normalizing Kim Jong. Kim Jong Un. Made him like a friend of America, and he's about to appear in the next next fucking Space Jam. There's a world out there where this new Space Jam has an appearance from Kim Jong-un in it.
Oh my god, yeah,
we were close. We were so close.
And I kind of want that Kim Jong-un. I kind of want that Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un's doing like a really normal update segment.
I kind of want that Kim Jong-un to come to this fight. And I think that's who shows up. I think Kim Jong-un steps out of the fucking, the mech, the poorly constructed mech. And he's wearing like a black basketball kit, the whole thing, white shoes. Dope sneakers. Shit,
Rodman is there.
Rodman's there. Absolutely.
Rodman's been there to coach him for this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Rodman's in a skybox. That's my boy. That's my boy Kim down there. Absolutely. Trump's probably there. making the sound he makes. I think he fucking balls. Honestly, this, if he has the powers that they say he has,
He's utilizing his athletic ability that they invented.
He's a much more impressive god than Elrond was. If we are to believe that these fighters come to this stadium with the powers that their followers believe, Elrond's followers believe that he's like light and truth and whatever. It's not like he fucking, and he can like, yeah, phase through realities and shit, but it's a lot more existential. Whereas Kim Jong's powers are like, he can fucking dunk a basketball from full court. You know,
yeah.
He can sink a ball, no problem. He's sure shot. And for that reason, my vote goes to Kim Jong-un. That's just my vote, though.
Jordan, I'll vote in opposition, and here's why. Something from L. Ron Hubbard that we have not mentioned. He was actually friends with Aleister Crowley. He had the power of the devil in addition to being a fake god. And Aleister Crowley and that guy Jack Parsons, who like invented NASA or whatever.
Yeah, I know about Jack Parsons.
Yeah, L. Ron Hubbard just straight up stole his wife and was like, "This is my wife now."
Well, and Jack Parsons was like, "Okay, I'm working on rockets."
Yeah, he's like, "I'm working on rockets, and I like Aleister Crowley." And Aleister Crowley was like, "Okay, sucker," and like,
"Yeah,
let L. Ron Hubbard steal his wife."
That's different. He's like the quintessential '70s party animal. He's like, you know, drinking cognac with cocaine in it while he ushers all of the keys from the key party into his own fucking European men's carry-all.
Everyone's doing a satanic ritual, but if you turn the lights on, it's a bunch of adults with erections and robes.
Yeah.
And we're talking, and Elrond's main thing is his godlike persuasive ability.
Truly.
If Kim Jong-un is anything, I think, it's gullible. God. Rodman's gonna be his best friend. He's just like a sucker. He believes his own bullshit. And you know that even if he has a godlike power, you pit him against another demigod who actually knows the score.
Oh my God.
Elrond created his manipulation machine and Kim inherited it.
Oh, yes.
He's just a fucking rich kid idiot.
Good God.
Elrond has that persuasive power. I mean, talk about the American dream. No, I'm kidding.
No, you're right, though. It's almost like Kim Jong-un is a fucking follower himself. It's almost like he's a victim of this mythology that came before him, whereas Elrond, it sprang.
It's almost as if by the end of this fight, Kim Jong-un has converted to Scientology.
You know why? Because of all the celebrities in it.
Yes!
He loves celebrities. That's fucking true. That's
so good. Fucking Tom Cruise is a short king like
ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding, ding. Elrond takes
perfect.
Elrond. I'm changing my vote, in fact.
Yes.
You were right from the beginning. I couldn't see it because I was blinded by the flashiness. You're right.
Yeah.
By the end of it, you goddamn bastards!
You struck again.
You struck again.
I gotta say that's okay. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Elrond takes it. Oh, he's diabolical. Lives for another 10,000 years.
He's still alive. He's out there.
He's out there honking.
He's out there, guys.
Honking.
Everyone behave.
Yeah, next time you go to a satanic ritual, scan the crowd. Okay, middleweight. I just like to say, I'm looking at a picture of L. Ron Hubbard right now. Nobody has ever looked more like an extra on Mr. Show.
I have been looking at his Wikipedia page like here and there, just like throughout this conversation. And my favorite little paragraph is titled, "Occult Involvement in Pasadena."
What? Holy fuck, we gotta go to Pasadena!
This is the most ridiculous, because I have to, you know, you can edit Wikipedia, so I have to assume that there's like someone whose job it is at the Scientology building on Hollywood Boulevard to like constantly make sure that this is the narrative they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that nobody's slipping some shit in there.
You guys are so far gone that you don't realize that this whole thing is hilarious. Aside from all of the, like,
corruption. So
like, all of these Alaska trip, like just a trip to Alaska. Like, it's just like so stupid.
Does it have a section titled Building a Cult and Then Committing to It?
Crime.
Making a ton of money off these suckers.
Letting people believe he's God. I'm on an article that is called the 25 Biggest Lies Told by L. Ron Hubbard. And just oh a little God. Taste. Here's a scripture.
Give us a couple.
This is what he claimed. Hubbard was a blood brother to the Blackfoot Nation. The truth, blood brotherhood was not a practice that the Blackfoot Nation used.
Okay.
The lie, Hubbard slept with the bandits in Mongolia and traveled to India and Tibet. The truth, Hubbard has never been to those countries.
He'd merely been to Burger King and said that's where he was.
This is insane.
Wait, did we go to Burger King that one time? This, like,
yeah,
the
we
three
did.
Of us have been to Burger King,
Whoppers.
Yes.
We got Impossible Whoppers
and chicken
for the first
fries.
Time together.
We got all
and
kinds of weird fries. Adventure foods. That chicken so fries fun. Were bad. The Impossible Whoppers still around.
Still around. And the when I'm desperate, I'm
yeah.
grateful for it.
Yeah, you'll spring. I get it. Yeah.
My girlfriend is super interested in the synthetic meats that they're planning on coming out with.
Wait.
You know what I'm talking
say
about?
Say more. You're talking about 3D printing.
Say more.
Yes. So they've like they're talking about getting like 3D printed chicken on the market within like a year or something.
Oh my god. So just would it still crazy. Be would it still oh my god, this is a this
it
is such
be,
a huge question.
It would technically be like cruelty-free meat. It is cells that they have that they are multiplying the cells exponentially and using electric currents to stimulate like muscle movement and give it the texture of like actual chicken. It obviously won't be.
Okay,
it'll be a weird pink cube, and we'll all have to get used to it.
Yeah, I'm gonna just go ahead and go. Let's not even. Let's not, please, hey, my friends. Please, my boys. Please,
guys.
My
guys,
boys. Please don't do that in here, guys. Seriously, I love you guys. Please, seriously, my boys. Please don't do that.
What if you had
the
an
future
orange?
Meat.
Oh, that's scary. That's scary.
I tried milk, or sorry, I tried ice cream.
I tried milk. Good night.
I tried.
Jordan maybe got a little more boring in the pandemic. Hey, guys, I tried milk. Okay, see ya.
Honestly, didn't care for it. White all the way through. Can't see through it. I don't like not knowing if someone's sneaking up on me through my beverage. I tried ice cream made with a similar process. It is technically milk made from robots that they have like, they're like, they call it vegan ice cream, vegan dairy ice cream.
Wow.
Very crazy. Anyway, middleweight bout. Just middle tier ass.
New middle tier god. It's that robot that makes milk. That's my new suggestion.
Yes. Milkbot.
Yeah. Well, who can go up against Milkbot 3000?
Speaking of Mr. Show, right? Milk Machine? Okay, we talked about this briefly, and I think we've decided to make the middleweight tier, the bout, a Greek gods off, if you will. Because the Greek gods, there's no denying what they did, you know? They're packing out our video games and our films to date.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
these guys rock
totally, and
they're also like they're flawed. That's why they're fun characters, because they're like horny and stupid.
They are rules, so weird people. Yeah,
and fucking Zeus is just like the most like horrific playboy who just like fucking keeps. He goes around pounding, impregnating people's skulls and just like weeping at them. Yeah.
And every time his wife is like, "Don't do that anymore," he's like, "What if I was a bull?"
Poseidon's getting his dick stuck in a tidal wave. It's like, how do you even do that?
Buy a tidal wave.
Totally.
Oh my god. So within the Greek god situation, I mean, Zeus feels like, I feel like we want to get into more niche gods just so that the like abilities are more matched.
Okay. I like that. I think Zeus shows up as like, hey, everybody, I brought my people. We're going to have a Greek god fight.
Yeah, he's like, is it a fight? Is it a party? Are we hooking up? What's happening?
What's happening here? It's like, there's like fucking...
We're going at war. Zeus is just like trying to chill.
We got he's like kind of a pervy hippie.
Yeah, he's like, ooh, this is hot.
That is kind of how I've always imagined when people talk about the second coming of Christ. I'm like, you know, he's going to be like a chill, weird hippie, right? You guys are going to hate it.
Everyone, I mean, like, obviously, like, the like when I constantly was seeing, like, socialist memes of, like, mm-hmm. you know, people being, like, a socialist Jew who cares about, you know, like, the poor and et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
And then it's just a photo of Bernie Sanders, like, what's the second coming of Christ going to look like? I don't know. Like, yeah. Just, like, all of that. And I'm, like, honestly, oof. Not wrong.
The first thing is, like, if you look at the portents or whatever, Christ has probably come back like 16, 17 times. Like Elvis, he was probably Christ. Bernie, yeah, why not? Mm-hmm. a bunch of them. Steven Tyler, so we talked about him.
Real.
Chris Angel.
Yeah. Chris Angel.
You see that mouth? It's just guys who could do magic. That'd be such a bummer. It was like, it's David Copperfield.
Oh, wow. I don't know that he can, but you know Steven
Jesus
Tyler.
Jesus has a Vegas residency. Oh,
I would fucking love that.
Oh, my grandma would love that shit.
I think I would go to see... I think if any deity had a full-on Vegas residency, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Like, the Vegas patrons, like, it is a clear line. They're already there.
Truly.
Like, the people who go there are like, yeah.
Oh, truly.
Perfect for them.
Absolutely. He's got a residency in Vegas and a house in Cocoa Beach. He's doing great.
The goddess that I volunteer that I pitch is Demeter. How do you guys pronounce? I've always said Demeter, Demeter.
I said. I've never said it out loud. But I'm how about that?
I mean, Demeter sounds so wrong.
It does sound like they just pulled over in, like, Kansas.
I'll be right back. it's 20 minutes parking. I gotta keep going.
I've seen the scene where this Greek god pulls over at, like, a Texaco trying to get directions. Like, what'd you say your name was? Demeter.
Larry the Cable Guy is Demeter.
Sure.
Oh, God.
He got Demeter.
If they're naming boner issues after a Greek god, you better believe that absolutely. Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh,
there.
there's definitely like a thing that makes you like pee less frequently or something, and it's named after Persephone. You know what I mean? Like, it's all in there.
Love Demeter. So I have some facts here. Demeter. Do you want to, Hannah? You're a combatant. Do you want to tell us about Demeter?
Sure. Demeter is generally the goddess of agriculture, trees, plants, grain. Okay. She like taught people how to farm and grow wheat and other plants, you know. And she had that whole thing with her daughter, Persephone, who like
Interesting.
There was like that story of like Hades wanting her daughter to be his wife, and Demeter had to go to the underworld, and like it was that thing where like she like Hades was like, okay, you can leave, but don't look back.
Yeah. Just like the Pillar of Salt, which is later echoed in the Bible.
There you go. All this shit is like, so, it's so funny how like you see like truly. Influence. It's such a weird
turtles all the way down.
you bitch. But Demeter is interesting in what you were talking about with like flawed characters. Sure. Like she does have a soft spot. Like her daughter is a you know, so she that's like sort of her like weakness, I would say, understandably. Sure. And her strength, go off, queen. yeah, I think she. I mean, like it would be very.
I like Demeter.
I think like using the earth as a
truly.
Weapon.
That's yeah. your that's rules. Your full that's on. Fine. She's definitely showing up to the show as like our fucking poison ivy kind of
yeah!
like trees attacking your ass situation. Mm. Love
yes.
it. Love it. That's huge.
She smokes
also,
weed.
She smokes hella weed. You know that you know fucking Priapus, the garden god, he's waiting in the car. This weird wooden wiener, he's part of the entourage.
Hell yeah.
All of these agriculture gods hang out together.
It's so fucked up because, you know, I'm obviously like I feel like very, like I totally am a Jew, but I love the Greek gods
get into
so
it.
Much. Like,
bring it back. Eat a horse's heart.
What are we doing, guys? These ones are crazy. Like, these ones are so truly cool.
We could be doing this stuff.
It's yeah. So true that, like the religions we've settled on as, like, a society, the big ones.
Yeah.
And then you see the other ones, and you're like, okay, those Vikings have, like, a big wolf that lives in the sky, and it's going to eat the moon? Like, that's pretty cool. I'm just saying, yeah. Their book is better.
Oh, you mean at a bare minimum, their funerals, you're on fire in the ocean?
No, we don't like that. God. It's messy.
We just read another Bible verse. It sucks.
How about the one where they gotta look at your fucking body, the open casket?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Check the whole thing out.
Are you kidding?
Light me on fire at sea.
That is a weird one.
Fucking the old Egyptian religions, sick. Oh, yeah. Okay, oh, yeah. Tombs, truly sick. You're the, fucking, sick.
After you died in Egypt, you had to go on like a full-on like X-Men 2 adventure where you had to like, it's like you need all this shit from your life because these are the weapons you'll use to fight all the monsters that are about to come up and you have to like defeat like 12 bosses. That's and awesome. Shit. It's fucking
That's
incredible.
Like a very fun video game. That's so what that is. Cool.
Exactly.
And I know like the tombs were only for like royalty, but like yeah. That's so wild. Like,
I mean,
just
you could probably get a tomb. You're on TV.
I've seen some tombs in Hollywood Forever Cemetery yes! that are straight up tombs.
I for sure think that part of Under the Silver Lake is true, where like rich guys have tombs and it's in Griffith Park.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I'm absolutely certain of it.
There are full on like. I've walked into those weird, like, far reaches of Hollywood Forever where it's like, oh, this whole place is just one family. And they all have these weird death shacks that they live in.
Yes.
It's crazy. Cemeteries
I have
are
family
cool.
there, actually. I think I have, like, someone there.
someone named, it's a huge celebrity.
A little someone named the dog from The Wizard of Oz. That's my cousin. Yes, Toto, buried there. So.
I didn't know he was Jewish.
Also, used to be a man, turned into a dog for the biz.
Yes, for the biz. Look, got the surgery. You've seen some surgeries, not like this. Hollywood, people
thinking about
crazy.
Getting...
Think about
about getting some work done. I'm going to be a dog now. Okay. I love Demeter. I would like to say, okay, there's two that I want to bring to the table.
Okay.
Dionysus, Lord of Wine and Celebrations.
Sick.
And Artemis, Goddess of the Hunt.
Also very
Artemis,
cool.
Artemis is like a crazy, like she's like the goddess of archery and like hunting and all kinds of crazy shit. I think there's even like some weird one down on the line where it's like, and sweet rolls or something.
Childbirth.
yeah, because
also
it's a war.
Worshipped. Yeah, as one of, okay, wow, yes. Yeah.
Her
literally,
include the
it
moon.
Is a war. I've the never moon. Heard it described more clearly.
Are we going to have a goddess girl boss fight?
My only concern is that Artemis, a little too tough for Demeter. I think Artemis is gonna take this head right off. Artemis is a hunter.
I mean, the only counterpoint that I have to that is, like, what if they're using? So, like, because okay, so like, if Artemis is the hunter, uh-huh. what would Artemis be hunting? Right, like,
truly,
if Demeter is like, I'm going to kill all the plants that provide life for all of the animals that you could possibly hunt.
Or even the idea of like, what are you, oh, your bow, your arrows are made from sycamore wood.
Yeah, exactly. I will poison
crazy.
I think a natural opponent of Demeter is Poseidon because it's water versus earth. The classic
water
fight.
Versus earth. Let's go.
I don't hate it.
I love it.
All right, lock it in. Okay. All right, okay, so the question before us is who would win in a fight between Demeter and Poseidon?
And in my head, Poseidon's a big, dumb, horny guy, and that works well.
And, you know, part of me, like, my very simple, like, dumb vision of this is Poseidon being like a flood, and then and then Demeter being like, dirt, and then the outcome being like, mud.
But then what happens to the mud? Swamp. You know?
Shit.
Flood.
Flood. Swamp. Dirt, mud,
it's interesting.
Swamp.
It is a cycle. It's this is hard. Interesting. Okay. Okay. I will say land.
Mm-hmm.
It's currently winning. We win. We have all the good shit on land. Six Flags is on land. iPod, Nanos, iPhone the past. I'm just saying, you know, the ocean is inhospitable, which maybe makes it
a more dangerous
fighter. Yeah.
Well, that's, I mean, to your point, that makes the ocean more dangerous.
That is tough. The ocean is also full of sharks.
Sharknado.
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 The ocean.
Sharknado on Earth. I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, if the Earth... Okay, so how about, I mean, God, everything I try to give to Demeter ends up hurting her because I'm like, okay, well, she causes an earthquake. And it's like, no, but that's a tsunami then. And then the tsunami kills the fucking...
And I think they're like fighting for the souls of the earth or whatever, you know, this is like, yeah. People are getting killed in the tidal waves and the crashes, and Demeter is trying to be like, no, she's trying to protect the life of the earth. And Poseidon doesn't give a fuck. He's about jellyfish.
Yeah. He saw a hot manatee earlier. That's all he's thinking about.
And I love the narrative of him just like being like,
fucking, sort of a Captain Ron.
Fucking, God, quagmire.
Yeah. And I mean, those were the ones. It was the manatees that the sailors were banging for sure.
Christopher Columbus, right? Christopher Columbus.
Yeah. Christopher
Journaled
Columbus
that he had
manatees.
Sex with a manatee.
Wow. I don't know if he had sex with it, but he definitely he definitely journaled like we saw
yes,
beautiful.
Spread it.
That's I get a text from Christopher Columbus. It's like, I heard you talk shit about me on your podcast.
Elrond's here with me. You're lucky he won.
Yeah. Do you guys hear Christopher Columbus on Rogan? You can actually fuck manatees, he said. And Rogan's like, that's very interesting. Cool.
He sucks. Yeah, he sucks.
Like, no, I see that.
He like acts all compassionate about Rogan's the Native
like,
Americans. And
think,
it's like,
Chrissy, do you think you could get away with that today? I don't think you could.
Do you think you could get away with the... Here's the thing about cancel culture is today you couldn't go enslave an entire nation. You couldn't just go, you couldn't go to North America and name it and then like kill all of its people.
It's like everyone's so sensitive. That's what Christopher Columbus. Apparently. I guess he would be from Italy, right?
Yeah.
He was Spanish.
Okay, so like this. It's like nobody has a sense of humor anymore.
Oh my God. Yes.
That's your new character is politically, is mad at PC culture, Christopher Columbus.
Genocide anymore.
You can't even do like a little genocide.
Do genocide anymore.
I do see it as like, geez, I don't know. I'm even mad. I'm even imagining like Demeter, like, you know, she cracks the earth open and then the cracks fill with the ocean and then... Mm-hmm. The slithering hordes and the stinging tentacles and the beasts that dwell therein. I mean, we got beasts on the land, but they can't breathe underwater. You put a bear.
Yeah, but sharks can't like go. I mean, unless they're street sharks, they can't go up on the street.
Unless they're lone sharks.
Let us know.
Hey.
I mean, the only thing that I'm arguing for Demeter is that, to Jordan's first point, like the earth is so much more water than it is land.
This is true.
But still.
And yet,
you know? So I'm going.
Life finds a way. Like
and so,
say.
But still, and yet. It's like that. Is the sort of like underdog power that exists for Demeter.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And I'm like seeing this moment where she's like ready to give up. You know, she's like, I can't do it anymore. I can't have this fight. It's hurting everything I've built. All the people, you know, these people, we conquered the earth because of Demeter. You know, we fucking agriculture, etc. That's the reason that we have come so far. And I could see her like giving up and like laying down for like Poseidon to take his final strike. But then, and I don't know what the but then is, because in the narrative of this, like, the people rise up or something and they're like, you forgot about us.
Yeah.
And
like,
start doing a fight like the priests of Demeter or something. Oh, the wheat and the trees and the mangrove swamp. I don't know. I can't.
What if it's this?
Please.
What if the roots in the earth suck up all the water and grow? Grow up until the fucking, like, James and the Giant Pete, the fucking, like, Jack and the Beanstalk level, like, Jack and the Giant Beanstalk, Giants area in the clouds, and the earth just grows and grows and grows, and every plant and every, you know, crop just becomes giant.
I can also say this, what's beneath the ocean?
Oh shit, fire.
The earth.
Oh, oh god, is it? Oh, fucking fire. Fuck. Shit. No.
Oh god, it better not be spiders.
Oh, fuck, it's guns.
It's the ground. The beach is the earth.
You guys never knew under the ocean was bees and guns.
There's shit that grows in the ocean. We harvest the ocean floor. Kelp, great masses of kelp. You know, you can wipe out the earth. Life finds a way. Life will always come back. But I don't know if it's about the long game. I think
We all want the earth to win.
The earth to win, but I think I got to give it to Poseidon. I think my vote. I think, you know, if it's one fight, if we were talking a war, I give it to Demeter. If it's one fight, I mean, Poseidon can end this with a, you know, a fucking Sharknado.
A Sharknado wave.
Well-timed Sharknado wave. I'm giving mine to Poseidon.
And there's something poetic about this fight in particular because they both win. One cannot exist without the other. One cannot, you know, whoever, like, loses only comes, you know, goes on to come back.
Yeah. So. And I guess the moment that I was seeing where she stops fighting and he kills her. Like, that does happen, and he wins. You know, he hits her with his, I don't know, what does Poseidon have? One of those forks?
Tridents.
Yeah, his big fork.
Big fork.
Hits him with that fork. Little does she know, there's a knife that goes with it. She eats him. He eats her. Anyway, and I think that, like, he defeats her, but then it shows us, like, the post-credit where Poseidon goes back home, and he's got a picture of Demeter there, and he, like, says a little prayer, and he's like I'm secretly a huge Demeter fan, and then he has sex with a manatee, obviously.
Well, wearing a Demeter mask.
The fight ends, we fade to black, and then there's almost like a, you know, we come back or we're panning over the horrific scene, and then from the watery grave that Earth has become, a little leafy wall-y sprout. And then it's like,
life finds a way.
It's a draw, but Poseidon kind of wins.
A fight, fight versus a war. Yeah,
that's two for Poseidon. Sam, what do you think?
I'm going to have a dumb dissenting vote because I can't stop picturing Poseidon as being stupid and sending sending all the ocean animals up onto land, and then they're just like, ah, fuck, we, like, can't breathe and stuff.
And then they just die there?
They just, like, flop around, and they're like, oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
And Poseidon's just like, damn it. I should have known this. I'm the god of the sea.
I'm the god of the sea, not the god of... Making,
I should, like, not have sent all the hammerhead sharks to whale Oklahoma.
Walk on land.
Oh my god! Yeah, because then he sends all of the creatures up to Earth, and then the ecosystem is ruined.
Truth. Ding, ding, ding. I'm sorry, Demeter heads.
I think Poseidon takes this. But
sorry,
I feel. Yeah, I feel like we. Sorry, breadheads. But I think we all feel the same thing, which is that it's a mutual. It's really both.
I think this fight is not over. I think it's far from over.
Uh oh.
Long battle.
And then Demeter's zombified hand comes up and grabs that plant. And now she's angry.
Yep.
She's coming back with violence plants. All right, guys, we're almost to the end of the episode. We don't have a lot of time for this heavyweight bout, but it's going to be a big one. We talked about this before. Oh, also, ding, 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 Poseidon wins middleweight. Great work, Poseidon. Get out of here, you nut. God fight, heavyweight bout. We talked about this beforehand. I think we're going to fight Judeo-Christian depictions of God in film. We're going to pick two actors who have played God in the past and fight them.
And have their gods fight.
People who jump to mind. Alanis Morissette from Dogma.
Morgan Freeman. Bruce Almighty
versus Alanis Morissette is very fun.
And the Morgan Freeman is like God, and then Bruce Almighty is like God too.
Oh my God.
But I think we got to have the Morgan Freeman ultimate God.
Sure.
Yeah.
As the contestant.
Here you go, bitch.
Yeah.
Here's a couple tricks, you fucking stupid
A couple of crumbs.
To teach you the meaning of life.
So yeah, and then I'm going to come back and do it with Steve Carell.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that too.
It wasn't as good. So you can put a couple of funny faces and you think that you're God, huh?
I didn't know that there was a sequel.
Yeah, it was called Evan Almighty. It's a bummer. So do we like Alanis? We like, who else has played God? George Burns, I said him earlier. He plays God in Oh God and the crushing sequel, Oh God, You Devil, where he also plays the devil, accompanied by John Denver in the lead role. Not the lead role.
Wait, what?
Yeah, John Denver is like the lead of Oh God, and then he meets God, and it's George Burns.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You should watch it.
I should. I like John Denver. Who doesn't? We talked about this. Charlton Heston was Moses. Is that is that God? Is that
close? I don't think
that's God. He's not. He's the lead. Yeah, he's not God. He's like the liaison.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where it's like, is Jesus God? You could kind of be like, yeah, I guess so. Is the Buddha God? Well, but like,
he's kind of God's PR guy.
Bit of a God gopher.
He's a social media manager. He's just like, this is the vibe, this is the layout, this is the aesthetic.
Interesting. I have a list.
Whoopi Goldberg has played God a couple times.
I have a list of people who have played God here.
Who has played God?
Seth MacFarlane.
Other than the people creating that chicken stuff.
Rob Zombie?
Seth MacFarlane, what?
Guys, Rodney Dangerfield played God.
Seth MacFarlane God ? Is what I'm Googling.
In your notes to read after the pod.
Angels with Angels. He played God in a movie called Angels with Angels.
Angels in the Outfield. I mean, does anyone play God in the movie Little Nicky?
Oh, it's like Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. She was so cute in that.
Is she an angel, though? I kind of remembered her as being an angel.
Oh, yeah, maybe she's not God.
Well, in real life, yeah. She's cool. I love that girl.
Reese can do very little wrong.
Hannah, can you do a good Reese Witherspoon?
I've never tried.
I'm not going to put you on the spot. Not,
babe. No, I'm kidding. She's so cute in this.
All right, guys.
Whoopi Goldberg also is a god actor.
Yeah, she's an angel. She's Nikki's mother.
I think I'm going to lock it in.
Yeah.
She was an angel?
She was an angel. Yeah, she's Nikki's mother.
Okay, yes.
That movie's pretty funny.
Oh, and then he's like a half.
Kevin Nealon has tits on his head. That rules.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Okay, I'm locking it in. And this may be the one that I wanted to see, but who would win in a fight between Alanis Morissette as God and Morgan Freeman as God?
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think?
Alanis Morissette's God is from a more violent movie. That's a much more violent event. It's a fire and brimstone kind of God. There are archangels cutting people's heads off.
And she, notably, explodes their heads at the end with her voice.
Yeah. With her rocking pipes.
What if her powers are just the lyrics from Ironic?
See, it's here's hilarious. The thing.
And then it just starts fucking pouring so hard.
Things keep incredible. Being ironic.
It's like 10,000 knives.
Yeah, you just fucking get it.
That would rule. That's so funny. If I was God, I would do shit like that.
See, this is huge. And like from that movie, she is like, she has, it's the voice of God. That's like her big power. And if she's singing Alanis Morissette hits, tell me how Freeman's gonna beat that.
I mean, it'll bring me to my knees. I know that.
Absolutely. Singing the hits with the voice of God. Stop there! Coming out of the sky.
Freeman's also the ultimate narrator as God. And that's a voice of God. He is saying what happens. Well, then Alanis started.
Yeah, she came down from the sky. Resplendent.
Oh my God. Okay, so I'm not about Morgan Freeman.
1990s glory.
There is something to his voice being the ultimate weapon, you know?
Yeah.
Like, his voice being like a true, I also think that there is sort of a calmness to his powers that in Bruce Almighty.
Yeah. He's so chill that I feel like he would be like, let her do what she's got to do. You know, and like she's gonna like let her get it out of her system, and then she comes and meets him in a park, and she's like, he's like, sit down, let's have a talk, and then they like talk it out. But she's not here to talk;
she's here to rock.
She's here to rock. And Morgan Freeman in that movie works in mysterious ways. He's not throwing meteors. He's not bringing the moon down to crash.
He's
an
not
enemy.
Asking you to fucking sacrifice your firstborn. He's not doing
truth.
That.
Whereas I think the Alanis Morissette version of God, as Sam said, a little more fire and brimstone, came here to play.
Old Testament. Mm-hmm.
I think Freeman is like, sit down, let's have a talk. And then she does. She talks. She says what she has to say, which is, and just fucking blows the skin off of him. I'm giving it to Alanis.
Wow, because there is a part of me where I go, like, Morgan sits her down on a bench, and he's like, now I've already won this round. Like, he's just like, this has been over for millennia.
And tells her the story of how it
tells
happens.
Tells her the story of how it happens, and she's like, whoa. there's no...
Truly.
That's...
And it ends, like, he defeats her in a truly ironic way that she gets...
that she gets because that's her thing.
It's ironic. It's hard for me not to vote for Freeman because I think he does have the ultimate godlike power, which is he just states the narrative. What he says is what's happening. That is what God's deal is. That's fucking Calvinism, baby.
You're right. Say it, Sam.
I vote for Morgan Freeman as God.
He seals the fate and claims the throne of God. Ding, ding, ding. Morgan Freeman is your new God.
Morgan.
Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between of the cloth, worship him, I suppose.
Worship Morgan Freeman. That's what we were getting at.
We've done it, guys. We have fought gods. God wins. In the final heavyweight bout, who knew it would happen? Hannah, thank you so much for joining us once again.
Oh my God.
On Fight Island. What are you up to? Where can the people find you on the web?
You can find me on the web. I'm on Instagram. That's
go
where
to Google,
I'm at.
Put Hannah
Google me
in there.
Hannah Einbinder. And I'll be there.
Absolutely. Please go follow Hannah on all of the things that she's on if you love to laugh and have fun. And on the other hand, Sam, where are you at?
Well, you can catch me. I'm the star of the new HBO show Hacks.
That is you.
Opposite Gene Smart. And tune into that. It's a pretty good show.
Doing great things.
Yeah, my friend Meg Stalter's in it. It's good. Was I not crazy about shows about comedy? Had Crashing burned in my brain in a way that I deeply hated, so I was hesitant to star. But no, I'm in it, and it's great. And check out Hacks on HBO.
For those of you who don't who aren't picking up this joke, Hannah's in Hacks. Go check it out. Watch it.
Thank you.
And also check out.
Plug it.
And then check out Sam's album, Regular Guy Out of Hell. That's what I'm going to use my plug section for. On it, he tells you where you can follow me. I'm Razor Lou. His entire album is promo for where you can follow me
on Twitter. Check out Better Than Heroes is my first track.
Yeah, check it out. Hannah, thank you so much for coming back to the island and joining us. Great episode as always.
Sam, love you guys.
I love you back. Sam, I think that does it for this particular episode of Fight Island. Why don't you count us down there, pal?
1, 2, 3.
And lo, the Lord said, ding, ding, ding. That's it for Fight Island.